Laura Kasten is an attorney specializing in family law in Dallas. Laura, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Stephen.
For those who maybe haven't seen Marriage Story yet, Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson play Charlie and Nicole, a married couple. He's a theater director, she's an actress, and Nicole files for divorce, and initially both sides seem like they want to handle their split civilly. But then arguments start on where they'll live, who will have custody of their son, and that's when the lawyers are called in. So first off, did that pattern feel familiar to you?
Yes, we frequently have clients come into our office as family law attorneys, and our potential client is very persistent about the possibility of working things out amicably. And unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't always work out, usually because either one, the parties believe that they have an agreement, and then when it's actually reduced to writing, they realize that they actually did not have a meeting of the minds. Or number two, something occurs that changes the deal.
Eventually, this all ends up in court with Laura Dern and Ray Liotta as the attorneys. I want to play a little bit of a courtroom scene in which the two are arguing over whether the money Charlie received through a MacArthur Genius Grant is up for grabs.
So while we are willing to be flexible on support, we contend that half of Charlie's grant money be split between the parties.
I don't see how you can claim that she gets half a grand dedicated to his genius.
He became a genius during the course of the marriage.
Oh, come on, Laura.
Charlie himself, upon hearing that he received the prize, told Nicole that it belonged to her too.
That's what people say when they win awards.
No, he was implying what was true. His genius was an intangible asset built during the marriage.
As a divorce attorney yourself, what did you think about how the movie handled some of these legal elements and how sort of innocuous conversations amongst people end up being pulled into the proceedings?
Yes, well, of course, first of all, I have to disclaim that I only practice law in the state of Texas. And also, any comments that I make today should not be construed as legal advice. However, I think Nora appropriately captured the nuance in the MacArthur grant as to its characterization. Here in Texas, we are a community property state, which means that we do have laws that presume every asset acquired during marriage is community property, which just means that if you get something during marriage, like money from a MacArthur grant, that is presumed to be community property. And there's a very high legal burden to prove that it might be separate property.
I think one of the things that separates Marriage Story from other similar breakup movies is that it demonstrates how the legal process of splitting up is what can turn maybe a sad situation into one that's filled with anger and really raw emotion.
You know, I think third-party involvement in any relationship is challenging, and I think Marriage Story very accurately captured what happens when you have a lawyer getting involved, what happens when you have the legal process involved, what happens when you have a court-appointed counselor or social worker involved in your life. And I think, unfortunately, there's so much pressure applied in this situation, and there's a magnifying glass on every single movement and every, using your term, innocuous step that you make in your life. It's magnified and presented to the judge in that magnified state. And also, something to remember is when folks end up at the courthouse, the judges aren't with them for a full day or even for half a day usually. Usually the court only gets a 30-minute to 1-hour glimpse into the lives of these folks.
Well, Laura Kasten, thank you so much for talking about Marriage Story with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.